Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
And welcome to this Friday afternoon edition of Dueling Tangents. I'm your host, Luke Mathers. Got Evan on the board with me. No Brian today, but that's okay. He's hard at work. I know he's got numerous different things, and he wishes he could be here. Tells me to tell everybody to say hi. The listening audience, you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Madison, as well as the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side, taking your phone calls and tangents and texts 844-967-2789. Appreciate you, Evan, for joining me on the board for today's big show. Been doing a lot of different work myself, just like Brian. And did I miss any major headlines, Evan?
Not to my knowledge, but I feel like you're about to drop something.
Oh. Yeah, well, this was a little stark one this morning.
Okay.
State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski dropping out of the U.S. Senate race.
I wasn't going to jinx it. I wasn't going to say anything, but yesterday I almost said it. I said, you know what would be just so déclassé? This continuation, this love fest. You know, among the primary,
you,
just being
you
so
you claim
clean.
That you like the love fest.
I do.
You like the coalition around one.
Well, especially because it's sort of, I'm not going to say it's a foregone conclusion, but I mean, Mr. Barnes kind of killing it out there.
Well, not only did she suspend her campaign this morning, effectively, according to the reports from the Cap Times, which is the first outlet that reported this news today, Sarah Godlewski, state treasurer here in the state of Wisconsin, contacted Mandela Barnes last night, let him know that she was going to be suspending her campaign and throwing her support behind him as well. Very similar to vice president on leave from the Milwaukee Bucks, Alex Lazary, did on Wednesday, and Outagamie County executive Tom Nelson did on Monday. So across 5 days this week, we got three candidates, all considered top-tier candidates, dropping out of the race and endorsing the front runner. He was leading in all of the polling leading up to this point. The front runner, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. I just find it interesting. Godlewski yesterday, I forget if it was yesterday or Wednesday, but after the Lazary announcement, she essentially doubled down. She said, I am in this race until the August 9th primary. I am in this race. And then this morning, suspending her campaign. And I find it... I understand that you appreciate the no one going negative and kind of just not anointing, but the selecting, essentially.
Well, anointing, I mean, because I've had some people texting into the show here with a take that I hadn't personally thought about, but I do appreciate as far as it sort of feels manipulative, right? The people aren't getting to choose.
That's my... biggest gripe about it,
which I can completely understand.
How do you spend millions of dollars? Because not to the same tune as Lazary, but Sarah Godlewski, a wealthy individual, mm-hmm. her and her husband, wealthy family, she spent a lot of her own money on this race as well. Close to, I believe, it was north of $17 million between Lazary and Godlewski each. Now, a bulk of that was Lazary, but there was a lot of money spent by these campaigns. And rather than see it through to election day, the three of the four leading candidates packed up shop and said, this is who we're choosing. And I find it, I don't necessarily, I guess, agree with it. I was gladdened to see her statement earlier in the week when State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski said that she would be in it through the primary. I was like, okay, it's going to look... We're going to leave this up to the voters. And there are still all three of those candidates that dropped out this week. Godlewski, Lazary, Nelson. All of their names will still appear on the ballot. They are more likely than not because there's a lot of uninformed voters out there, but there's likely to be at least some votes cast for those candidates still through to up to Election Day, whether it's individuals that don't want to go and spoil their absentee ballot, or an absentee ballot arrives at a clerk's office after the Thursday at 5 p.m. deadline to spoil your absentee ballot, or individuals walking into a voting booth and not necessarily, maybe they're going and voting for the lieutenant governor primary or the state treasurer or the secretary of state primary, and they just mark a name in the U.S. Senate primary as well now, and it's a name that has since dropped out. But there's also other candidates still in the race on the ballot. You got Stephen Olcara, who appeared on the debate stage. He's still on the ballot, and he has not suspended his campaign and endorsed Mandela Barnes like the three others that joined him on the debate stage less than 2 weeks ago. You got Peter Pekarsky. Dr. Williams is still on the ballot as well. So there are candidates out there that are still on the ballot. But it seems like the overwhelming momentum is towards Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes at this point. His three main competitors dropped out. And I guess I just don't understand it. I don't know if manipulative would be the word that I would use, Evan. But it definitely doesn't feel like this primary was ultimately left for the citizens of Wisconsin to decide. The primary results came down to the candidates themselves saying, well, I guess we're just, because it's one of those self-fulfilling prophecies where polling is flawed. We know that very well. If polling were true, Donald Trump wouldn't have won the state of Wisconsin in 2016. No polls up to that point, or very few polls up to that point, showed it, if any. And so polling is one thing, but actual voting, like allowing citizens to go to the ballot box and cast their vote for who they believe would be the best representative for the Democratic Party in the U.S. Senate, is what a primary is supposed to be. And now this cycle that we had an excellent field of qualified candidates feels, again, not manipulative, but deflating, I guess. I talked to one individual here at the station today saying, well, is there really a whole point to go out to these primaries now? Is there a driving cause for a lot of the elections on the ballot now? Because you take away the U.S. Senate primary, that was a lot of the motivation for a lot of voters out there to go to the polls on August 9th. And it just, deflating, I guess, is the best term that I can come up with. And I don't know if that's necessarily, I'm not saying that it was coordinated. I'm not saying that this was something nefarious, but State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski dropping out of the race today, endorsing Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, is the top headline. Took away a headline that I believe was even higher than that, which we're going to get to in this next segment. But I also want to hear your reactions. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts on the field clearing for Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, all but the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party now in this fall's U.S. Senate race? Seems like it's going to be a Barnes-Johnson race. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes versus incumbent Senator Ron Johnson. What are your thoughts on that? 844-967-2789. I'm also going to be joined later in the hour by our friend Hawk Sullivan, owner of Hawk's Bar on State Street, as well as the other fine neighborhood bars, the Jade Monkey over on Cottage Grove Road and the Atomic Koi down in Fitchburg. And Hawk's going to share some viewpoints of, we're going to do a little segment called Ask the Bartender. So we'll be taking your calls, chatting it up. 844-967-2789. You can be like my friend up in Eau Claire. We got Jeannie on the line. Jeannie, what are your thoughts about State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski suspending her campaign today?
I think it was a selfless act of heroism because we all want Johnson gone. And they all made their decision. They've watched him on the campaign trail. They know what this guy's about, Mandela Barnes, and they decided that he could beat him and beat Johnson, and that he had the all of the great characteristics and strengths and caringness for the people, which just eludes from him. He is really a fantastic person. He's already been the lieutenant governor. He's already been all over the state. People love him. And, you know, and they know, sir, believe you me, I was having a heck of a time, because when I watched Mandela and I watched her too, and she's outstanding, don't get me wrong. But he melted the crowd, and I have to tell you something. My a friend of mine who's 88 years old, a female, who's a Democrat, and she was studying, and she just loved the guy with the little baby, and she thought she was so cute in the commercials and different things like that, that, you know, the buck guy. And you know, she just loved him. And when I heard he dropped out, I called, and she said, well, I just love him. And she loved Sarah. But she was for Mandela Barnes, 88 years old, don't know any of the politicians, but the way he handled himself on that stage just impressed her. And I was impressed with her. I thought, wow, I didn't know you paid so much attention. You know, the personalities, I've heard that from a lot of people. There's something about that guy that's magnetic, and that he connects with people, and he really cares about our state and our country, and so do those other candidates. They were really shining too, but they cared enough to step back and put their support behind a guy that's got a takeout, just liar, cheat, fraudulent, crappy person that we don't want in there anymore. So
and Jeannie, I don't dispute anything you say about that, but I just believe that if it was truly in the cards, if it was truly going to be that Mandela was running away with this race as it was, it should be left up to the voters of Wisconsin to decide, not necessarily the three candidates that were facing Mandela in this primary to choose for us. That's all. And I appreciate your phone call. Sorry, Jeannie, we're coming up here on the end of the break. But I don't dispute any words. I believe that if he is the nominee, that Mandela Barnes is going to make it a very interesting race against Ron Johnson this fall. And I just would have preferred, I guess, to see.
This is Pat Slattery of Slattery's Automotive Service in Verona. Established in 1973, I've been servicing and repairing cars in the Madison community for nearly 50 years. You can trust me to tell you what your car really needs and fix it right the first time. Give me a call at 608-848.